Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pants, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Let's bring in a solid whore midget. Solid. Did you hear the song that Ned did?
No.
She's a small whore after all?
I need to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Stand by before we bring him in. Bring her in. Stand by.
She's going to get mad about that.
No, she. Do we got Hebron or no?
I don't think so.
She's a whore that's little, she's a whore that's small. She must stand on a stool just to lick my balls. She's the perfect girl for Ned, I rest my beer on her head. She's a small, small whore. She needs a telephone book just to drive a car. She could use my hop-on as a chin of bar. Here's a shiny penny, use it for your IUD. She's a small, small whore. She's a whore that stands about 3 feet tall. Got her tiny G-string off a Barbie doll. Needs a boost when she pees. She's a naked mini-me. She's a small, small whore. She takes off her clothes like she's wild and neat. But if you take her home, scrap her in a child's seat. She takes it off. Yeah, she strips down to her dwarf vaginal lips. She's a small, small, she's a small whore after all. She's a small whore after all. She's a small whore after all. She's a small whore after all.
Okay, we got Lacey and we got all the other
Got some Voyeur Dorm girls.
Voyeur Dorm girls. Put Lacey up into the chair and get on the microphone so I can see her, Brent.
Just put her up on a counter.
Now, does she travel all over the world as an entertainer? Hi, Lacey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And where are you from, Lacey?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Really? Are you tired?
Yeah. You guys got my ass up to her.
Did you? Now, get right up to the microphone like it was your boyfriend's penis. Right
there
up there.
There you go.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I only knew. No.
You don't? Why not?
Because I'm gay.
Oh, you're lesbian?
Yeah.
Which one of these girls do you want to hook up with?
All three.
Really?
Sweet.
Let me see the three girls here. I stand them all up here.
Okay. That's Reese. You know
Reese. I know Reese. Is she in charge now? Because it seems to be the person with the with the camera always seems to be the one in charge.
Hi, how you doing?
Who's your two Voyeur girls here? Let me see.
I haven't met these girls.
Are they working for Voyeur Dorm?
Yeah.
Really? Get on the microphone. Get right on the mic like it was Hamill's penis.
You got to stick it right up to your lips, like real close.
Like it was Hamill's penis, the way you had the audition.
There you go.
God, you're sexy. What's your name?
I'm Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. And how old are you?
I'm 22.
Really? And are you a new voyeur girl?
So fairly new.
Right. Do you have a bra on?
No.
Can I see your boobs real fast? Oh, those are nice natural McGillicuddies, too. Is that a boob job or those natural? Wow. Solid. All right, let me see. What's the redhead girl's name? I've met her before. She looks familiar. Get on the microphone, Red.
I'm Nick.
Is that a wig or is that your original? Is that your hair color?
I just did it last night.
Can we see your boobs real fast, Red? Oh, wow. Now, that's a tit job. Solid. Those are natural McGillicuddies? Wow. Lacey's getting turned on over here. She's going to attack you guys here momentarily.
Yeah, okay.
Lacey, don't be mad.
I'm not mad.
Damn, Lacey. Now, what do you do? What does your show entail being a small entertainer?
Stripper?
Yeah. Can I call you a stripper?
Yeah.
Light duty?
Stripper light.
Stripper light.
Stripper light.
Can we call you stripper light?
That's fine.
Do you hook up with guys at all, or is it only girls? Have you ever been with a guy before?
Yeah.
A regular sized guy or a smaller man?
A little person? No. I date big guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I too big for you? I mean, you know,
no,
I'm pretty big.
Little.
What about me? Can I get a hug?
I'm too little. What do you mean? How big do you like him? Like Wilt Chamberlain or what?
I date about 5'10 to 6 foot.
Well, honey, I'm 5'10. Come over here real fast. Let me see how large of a man I am. I'm 5'10, 285. Solid. Let me come over and show you. Let me come hold you, Lacey. Can I come hold you? Why don't you come sit on my lap, baby? Spice, take over the show.
Okay. Well, Lacey's going to come around the board. Lacey's coming around. They're comparing sizes here.
You can almost give me oral without having to...
Yeah, look at that.
Jesus.
Can I lift you up? How much do you weigh?
85 pounds.
Look at Bubba.
She's like a baby.
Wow. I don't know.
That's a sweet gimmick, though. I mean, she's the only stripper. She's the only midget stripper on the circuit. Now,
do you lift weights? Do you look like you lift weights, or you look kind of muscular?
What do you like to be called? I mean, is midget bad to call you? Would you prefer dwarf?
You can't say it no more. It's small people.
Let me ask you a question, Lacey. We don't know because obviously this is all new to us.
We don't want to be rude.
So can you give us the parameters as to what we're supposed to say? Do we call you a stripper? Do we call you a midget? Do we call you a dwarf? Do we call you small? Well, you know, because we don't know.
Lacey.
But like when I'm talking about other small people, do I call them midgets? Do I call them, what's
call them midgets.
That's derogatory, is it not?
Yeah.
We're not up to speed on that deal. And if it's
Okay, so what do you guys prefer? Is it small person? Is
yeah.
That,
everybody likes to be called little people.
Little people.
I'll
okay.
Just leave it at that.
Little
okay.
People. Why do sometimes they like to be called dwarfs sometimes? I think dwarfs is as bad, in my opinion, sounds as bad as midgets.
It does.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dwarf. There's a difference between dwarfs and midgets.
Can you tell me the difference? Because I don't know. Again, we're on unfound ground that I don't know about.
That's fine.
Midgets you don't throw. Dwarfs you do.
No, I don't think that's how it goes, Lasker.
Lasker,
you're such a jackass.
Lacey, let me apologize for him.
Can I tell you something? Okay. I'm going to apologize for this guy right here. He's a redneck, and he's a mechanic, and he's just
Well, you never hear him saying, throw a midget. They say throw in the dwarf.
No, it's midget tossing.
You're not supposed to do either.
And that's been outlawed for years.
Yeah, Ned.
They still do it.
Yeah.
Maybe where you live.
Shop.
Shut up, Gene. What's the difference between midgets and dwarfs?
With a dwarf, my torso is the same length as yours. So if we sat side by side, I'd still look you in the eye. The only thing that's different is my long bone from my shoulder to my elbow.
Right.
And with midgets, they're a little bit more compact.
So midgets are actually somewhat smaller than dwarfs.
I did not know that.
At times.
It really depends, yeah.
It's based on how your body's structured as to which one you are. Right.
What's
so dwarfs and midgets are, there's a difference between the two. And, right. People don't know that for the most part. You know that.
They don't.
So how did you get into dancing?
Because she's a hot dwarf.
But I mean, you know.
What size are you? How tall are you?
How tall am I?
3'8".
I'm 4 foot even.
Oh, you're four
foot even.
Yeah. 4 even, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Do guys try to bang you just because they can like notch one up on their, you know, that I banged a small
so
person?
They can put a notch on their
whoa, watch it. Whoa. I'm sure you put it down. I'm just saying, I mean, do guys like want to like, you know, sometimes have sex with you based on the conquest of saying that they've been able to do something different? You know,
yeah.
I would.
Sick guys are. What's that, Lasker?
No, that was me.
No, that was me.
What does your show entail? I mean, you know.
I do themes.
What do you mean themes?
Like Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, what else?
I do a kitty cat.
You're a kitty cat?
Mm-hmm.
Kitty cat, themes, Little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, your head's regular, isn't it?
My head is regular?
I have to apologize.
No, I mean, like, for instance...
you think it'd be like an apple? It's tiny.
Lacey, can I tell you something? I don't know a lot about this, so I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but I mean, your head is the normal proportion of a woman. I'm just saying, you know, nothing else is, I mean, you know, your arms are smaller and your torso is the same size, but you said it's something to do with the long bone from your shoulder to your elbow.
Right.
And then obviously your height, your legs.
Right.
But I mean, everything else seems to be normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about like, you know, how about like your privates?
That's normal.
I mean, is it this regular size?
It's mini.
No, it's smaller.
It's smaller,
it's
right?
Tiny.
If you had a regular girl vagina, it would look like you have too large of a vagina.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Does it now when you're having sex, if you have sex with a normal sized man,
does it hurt?
Is it harder to accommodate?
No.
But now let me ask you a question. Would you know, do you have a smaller vagina than like a regular girl?
Yeah.
So for a guy that would be like, you know, a better feel, wouldn't it?
Right.
Wow.
I'm seeing the upside of this.
Yeah. I can see the upside real fast. Is there certain positions that are more small person conducive than, like, I would say that obviously you couldn't do doggy.
I can do doggy.
You can, well, with a big guy?
Yeah.
Well, don't look at me like
I'm being a dumbass. You're a real dumbass.
I mean, like a dumbass.
What he means by that is when you turn around and get in the doggy position, does it match up evenly all the time? Or,
like, you know,
do you have to make any special arrangements?
Because when I have sex with a taller girl, sometimes
do you
I don't
bend over for you?
Yeah, go ahead and bend over for me. Hamill,
I'll get over.
Mount her up once.
The monkey's in the same spot.
Go ahead.
This is my fantasy.
Go ahead. I want you to get on all fours. Turn the lights up a little bit over there. Turn the lights up. I want you to get on all fours. Hamill, pull your pants down. Like, just underwear. Just underwear.
Crazy.
Just underwear, honey. Just underwear. Hey, you're nipping out, too. Your nipples are getting hard, so you must like it. Not you, Hamill. Hers. Now, get down on all fours, Lacey. Okay. There's no way. It looks like
there's no way, yeah.
Oh, no, she can.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, Hamill, now simulate it, Hamill. Simulate it. Don't spank the ass, Hamill.
Well, if she just put her feet flat-footed and then pop it up, she'd really be where you need to be.
Put your feet flat-footed once, like wheelbarrow. Can you do that?
Like wheelbarrow.
Do a wheelbarrow. She looks like she wants
tiny.
It, too.
She's like a baby.
Grab a hold of it once. Grab a hold of it.
Like a baby.
See if you can throw it around.
If you think about it.
Pick it up.
Hamill, hump it. Hump it. Hump it, Hamill.
If you think about it, you can come up with different positions with her than you could a regular girl.
Yeah. Now, hold on. Get on your back.
Yeah,
once.
I can't see that.
Get on your back once, Hunt, Lacey. Get on your back. Hamill, mount her up. Hamill, readjust. Lacey, get down on your back one time. Let's see this position, particular position.
Whoa!
This is just wrong. Yeah,
girl, after all, I like this.
Hamill's really mounting her up.
Hamill, you're engaged.
What a sicko. What a sicko.
Solid.
Just like a baby.
Wow.
That's not right.
No,
man,
you can.
Man, wow.
Wow.
Hamill, my belly.
You're getting an erection.
Oh, man. Since I was little.
She's all nipped out, too. She's ready.
Yeah, you're nipped out. Can we see your nipples, Lacey? Can we see your boobs?
They're like baby boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, they're natural. I mean, they're natural, and they got nice nipples.
Nice tan.
And they're tan, too.
Nice tan.
All right, pull them back down. Okay, cool. Wow.
Bubba, you got to try that. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to try that. I'm a little freaked out by it, to be honest with you.
Damien's scared and Big Dick is scared.
Brent, go get Big Dick and Damien mandatory.
Okay.
Now, Lacey, we got this guy named Damien, okay?
Damien?
He's an intern. Mm-hmm. He's a young kid, like 20.
Mm-hmm.
He's scared of small people. Can you do something to scare him?
Just charge at him. Be real quiet.
Like, hey, will you hit him in the...
Hit him in the...
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Yes.
A good shot, too.
If you give him a whack in the biz, I'll give you Ham will give you $100.
No.
Please.
No, that's cool.
All right, then just do something to freak him out.
Will you
there's
do something?
Nothing cruel about
that. Will you dance to them and go, ha, 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 ha? Will you? All right, bring him in. Bring the two
like
assholes in.
Baby.
Somebody has said that you guys, both of you guys, are afraid of small
that
people.
Guy is because he won't even look at her.
Oh, Big Dick's only a clown guy?
He won't even look at her.
You're not afraid of midgets?
But look at Damien's face.
All right, get Damien over there. Damien's Big Dick, you stay in here.
He won't even look at her.
Damien, are you scared?
He's shaking.
Hold on.
Look, he's nervous.
Get on the microphone, Damien. What are you scared of? I mean, just be honest. I mean,
I'm not scared. It's just
it freaks you out.
Yeah, a little bit.
He won't even look at her.
Why? You are scared.
Damien,
look at her.
Damien, do me a favor. Take off your shirt. Just take off your shirt. Get all the way down to your. No, just down to your underwear. Keep your boxers on like Hamill did. There.
Get him.
Yeah, scare him.
Get him.
Scare him.
Right in the beasel. Grab it like a baby.
Go ahead. Take off your shirt too, Damien.
He's going to get it.
Damien's really freaked out.
Yeah, he is really freaked out.
He won't even look at it.
All right, now sit down on the chair. Now, he's shaking. I swear to God, he's shaking.
What? He's nervous.
I think she's more scared of him than he is of her. She's look at this joker.
Now,
stand up on his lap.
Are you horny or are you scared, Damien? Which is
it? Get on the microphone, Damien. Get the microphone right there.
I think it's a secret fetish of yours, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Touch him. No, start rubbing on him a little bit. I mean, tell us about what you're feeling right now.
I'm all right. I'll be all right. It's just nothing personal. I mean, it's just
he's scared to look at her.
Look at her.
Why are you so freaked out? I mean, she's just
clowns
a small...
Clowns and small people.
Clowns and
small people.
clowns and small people.
How old are you, dude? Come on. You still believe in the boogeyman?
Big Dick, get put Lacey on that chair.
Did you get touched at the circus or something?
The clown had him.
Did you get molested at the Bozo show? Didn't quite make it to the sixth bucket?
How about your mom? Did your mom dress up as a clown?
Can you put the moves on him a little bit? I mean, you know.
Ooh, look at his face! She touched him and he melted.
The midget man in Bozo pulled him into the puckle brush.
Yeah. Well, Damien, I want you to put your arm around her. I mean, I want you to know. I want you to. She's not gonna
bite him. But do it. Here, let me smack him.
What a wuss.
Let me see here.
Come on, touch her.
Yeah. Ooh, look at his jump.
Nipples. She pinched his nipple.
And he jumped like he was electrocuted.
Yeah. Hold on.
Do it real tight.
I gotta get a picture.
Squeeze his nipple off.
Move that microphone here so I can get a nice little picture here. Hold on. Now, Damien, I want you to like
mount her, like Hamill did.
Yeah. Lay on your back, Damien, on the floor. Lay on your back.
He is.
You don't understand, Lacey. This is good for business.
Get some old people wild. Go ahead. Jump up and down on him.
Yeah, now, can you do on top position? Obviously.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at him. Yeah, that's it.
Right, get the
Hold
picture.
On, let me get this picture here.
He ain't allowed to cover his eyes up.
Let's see.
Look at him.
He's
freaking out. Look, he's shaking.
Hold on, he's shaking. Hold on, let me get this picture here.
Right. Look at his toes going. What? Woo! They're speeding.
Hold on, now stand all the way up there. There we go. This is Lacey's
side. Right, stand on top of him. Stand on him.
Yeah, a guy can put it. You can put 85.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah, hold on, Lacey. I want you to lay on top of him like you guys were laying together.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Like, you know what happens when you're making love to your girl? She lays on top of your chest.
Right. Hook him up.
Lay on top of his chest once. Lacey.
And kind of like do a fish motion, wiggle around.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, do it. Spin around.
Fish out of water. Yeah.
There you go. Fish out of water. Do the mullet on him.
Look at him. He's scared.
Do the centipede. She's got a great little ass.
You do got a nice. She's got a nice. Can we? Let me. Can I get your tits again?
Do the centipede.
Can
that was.
Can I get a tit shot again,
nice.
Lacey? Here. Oh yeah. Can we get an?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Ass shot, or do you like your ass? I mean, hold on.
Yeah, here we go.
A tight little booty.
Damien, I want to get a picture of you kissing her ass.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, no.
Please.
All right, let me just see your ass. Damien won't touch it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's a
ghetto booty.
That's a nice thick ass.
You can see.
That's actually a nice ass.
Yeah, it's a little J-Lo thing going on.
Damien's disgusted. He's just freaked out. He's going to have to go to counseling after this. So tell me what your problem is today. Why are you seeing me, Damien?
My boss made
a small person stand on me.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm scared of small people because I'm a pussy.
I want you to hold her like a sack of groceries.
Yeah.
Damien, like she's your baby.
You know
you hold a baby? Are you that strong? Are you strong enough to hold 85 pounds?
According to his body structure.
Hold on, here we go. That's perfect.
Don't drop her.
Yeah, look at that. I think he's got a chubby.
Check and see if he's got a chubby.
He does.
Oh,
he does. I think this he's is a little a fetish of his.
Will you check for him? Just
now.
Just,
are you turned on by any girls? Like if I had one of these voyeur dorm girls put the moves on you right now, would you be turned on by her? Any of them?
Like the redheaded McGillicuddy there.
Which one of these two do you want them to like? You know, give you a hug or like you know, see if we can get you aroused.
No, I'm good. Brother.
How about the one in the bandana? You like the one in the bandana? Or you like the one in the red hair?
Oh,
the camera girl.
The camera girl. Jeez.
Oh, she's the one out of commission, though. She's on her period, I think. Can we see a front shot?
She's got underoos on.
I'm not going to take a picture of the
front
shot.
She's got little boy underwear.
I want to see a picture of the front. Look at Lacey's getting all turned on here.
Look at the streezing.
Wow. Oh, wow. Is it a string? Oh, and she's showing it.
Get a lighter. It's like a fuse. I'm going to light it like a fuse.
No, are you guys... Okay, I'm getting embarrassed. Now, are you guys lovers or no? Because you guys are like kind of on each other a little bit. You guys got boyfriends or...
Yes, actually, I'm engaged.
Really? And who's that lucky bastard? Because
his name's Juan.
Is he Puerto Rican?
He's Cuban.
He works at Dude Dorm, right?
All those Cuban bastards get all the good-looking bitches.
He works at Dude Dorm?
Yeah.
Is he queer?
I thought all those guys were gay.
No.
Is he bi?
Yes.
What?
So he's gay?
No, he's not.
No, bi guys are gay.
I want you to come over here. I have to have a talk with you. You got to come over here.
Any guy that's making out with dudes is gay.
Why would you date a guy that likes to like have dudes too, when you can have a dude like me that likes just bitches?
I mean, just to
look at me.
Just to know where
he's my best friend. I love him.
Yeah, but look where Juan's been. I mean,
Could get something with that, doing that kind of deal.
No,
that'd kill you.
Yeah,
that stuff kills you. That's like luggage. You keep it forever.
Uh huh.
Hold on, why are you hooking up with a dude that's bisexual?
Because he was my best friend, and then just things evolved.
Have you ever seen him bang a guy?
That's a yes, because...
Yeah, it's a yes. Yes.
Man, I do you like it?
And that turns you on?
No.
Look how pretty she is, too, man.
Yeah, and Juan's banging dudes?
Man, you turn in... You are a freak.
I just say sometimes, you know, once we had a guest star. So, you know.
Whoa, so you guys have a threesome. So hold on, let me get up to the microphone here, baby.
Uh-huh.
So you guys have had a threesome. You and Juan, who's you're engaged to.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a threesome, and rather than it be like the standard two guys and a girl threesome where the dudes take turn on the girl and the dudes don't touch each other, in fact, they try to stay, you know, at least a whole separation.
That's what I'm saying.
You know. And now you guys take it to the whole new queer level where he'll take care of him too?
Well, no, it wasn't quite like that. It
wasn't quite like that, even if it's kind of like that, I'm out of here.
Even if they're in the same proximity.
The other person we had was bisexual as well. So
it was
like
a guy or a girl?
Guy.
Was he a femme guy or a butch?
No, more.
Did he give your boyfriend oral?
We were like in a little circle, so everybody was giving everybody oral.
So that would be yes.
Oh, my God.
That is hideous.
That's sick. That's not right.
In a circle, two guys and a girl, that means two guys had to be touching.
No. Hang on. Because when you watch women, there's something sensual about it. And most women will admit that. When you watch dudes, it's just...
It's a couple of hairy dudes.
Get over here, Gene, you big hairy monkey.
So
can I tell you why?
Such a beastly act when two men do it.
With women, women can oral each other, and it's really not a lot of physical penetration. It's not barbaric. It's sensual. But guys, when you guys have to be queers, oh, my God, there's only one place you can put it, and it's really sick.
That's the best way to explain it.
Really, it is. It makes me sick. It's not supposed to go
in
there.
In through the outdoor.
But I never said during our threesomes there was penetration by him or to the other man.
Oh, okay.
Even watching a guy give another guy oral is...
Yeah, in any capacity, even two
fathomable.
Guys. I just don't get you, God. You're so beautiful. You got the beautiful brown hair like I like. You got the pigtail McGillicuddies, the natural tits, the nice ass, and you're hooking up with a gay Puerto Rican dude. Where did I go wrong?
Making love to a boyfriend and a boyfriend is making love.
It just doesn't pay to go out and be a heterosexual male, busting your ass, making a good living, and trying to improve your body because we don't got a chance.
You gotta be
when you got these
exile.
Greasy ass bisexual Puerto Ricans stealing all the hot ass. Damn it. I'm going to go beat him up.
Well, he can't be gay because he, trust me, he does a real good job.
It doesn't matter. He's gay.
God, there's baby.
But he's not gay.
But you're just so damn sexy with those naturals.
He's giving guys oral. He's gay.
When you guys had a threesome, was he ever on top?
You're bisexual, right? Well, let Lacey lick your boobs. Can Lacey lick your? Can you? Oh,
well, they just did that gimmick.
Not Lacey. Lacey didn't lick the boobs. Gene, shut up.
Oh, okay.
I'll knock you out, Gene. Gene, you let me run the show around here, bitch. Oh yeah, look at
Lacey's got a nice long tongue.
How about Red McGillicuddy? Get Red. Let me interview Red here. Red, get on the microphone, baby. I hope that she doesn't stand up, because you. Maybe you, after all, you've been the stiff one, but maybe you're really the most normal one all along. What, tell me your sexual, what your deal is. Do you have a boyfriend? Or are you lesbian?
I'm bisexual.
Okay, so you like bitches too.
Mm-hmm.
And do you like guys?
Yes.
And do the guys that you get involved with, are they like Juan or no?
No.
Do you find anything wrong with that scenario?
No.
Would you like to watch two guys doing it?
No, not really.
Have you ever walked up in?
Because Gene and Spice are having open lunch for you two.
Gene's gonna take care of me, and I'm gonna take care of
you. Red, you have beautiful tits. I swear to God, Lacey, you gotta admit, Lacey, Mini Me, does she not got unbelievable nice tits? Nice tits, yeah. Lacey, will you play with them a little bit? Look at those. Beat them up a little bit. Oh yeah.
Beat them up a little bit.
Beat them up.
Now, do you got a boyfriend, Red, or what?
No.
You don't. When's the last time you got banged by? Oh, look at her nipples. They got hard on the deal too. When's the last time you got banged by a guy?
About a month ago.
Really? And who was this gentleman? Not name, but just, you know, a friend, just a regular dude. I mean, no relationship.
Who
just
I worked with.
Hamill.
Oh, somebody you work with?
That was before I started at the dorm.
Oh.
Small
someone
man?
Someone works for me?
Small man?
No.
Joey?
Joey? No. Oh, great. Are you banging her?
I got to ask Lacey one more question.
What?
It's a yes or no question. What about anal?
Do you do anal?
I don't do anal.
You don't do anal?
No.
Darn. Not at all?
No.
Do you do strap-ons? I mean, when you get like a girlfriend that you like a lot because you're lesbian, do you?
I mean, what are you into?
No, I'm not full lesbian. I'm bi.
You said that you didn't like guys. You know, you said
no.
She didn't like Damien.
You don't like.
She didn't like Damien or Gene.
So Lacey, let me ask you a question. What do you?
Staring.
I mean, you do like guys. You will screw guys.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you screwed a guy?
Month ago.
Do you pick guys up at your gig sometimes if you see
no.
a hot one? You don't.
No.
Reese, can we see your tits real fast? Reese, don't act like you've never shown them before, because you've shown your tits probably more than any girl in my studio in the history.
And she wants some Diocles.
She needs some. Let me see them real fast.
I'll go half with.
Come over here. Let me see them.
Do you like to get choked out?
Yeah.
Get on there.
Yes, I have.
Spice likes to know if you like to get choked out. Do you like to choke?
Actually, yeah.
You like getting choked?
Yeah, I knew that.
Reese.
Was
Spice, Spice was right on it.
Come over here, Spice.
What
Spice,
about anal?
Come over here. Show him. How about anal? Reese, how about anal?
I have done it. I'm not real comfortable with it.
Tell Spice how hard you like to get choked out.
Spice got the right action there. He's good.
Sit on my chair. Right like that. Okay. Get this on tape.
You gonna choke her out?
How, I mean, tell you know.
Yeah, but you gotta. He's got to kind of lay on her this a little bit as he's choking.
This is your hand, okay? And give me move like wiggle your hand once. Wiggle it when you want me to tell the Spice Boy to stop, okay? And I'll say stop.
You gonna really stop her air?
What's that?
He can't just choke.
What's he got to do?
He's got to make out.
I can't have him doing that.
What do you want to do? You want a girl to do it?
No.
Let Dawn
Hamill,
do it.
You want Hamill to do it?
Don't ask me. I'll choke your ass.
Dawn, go do it.
We don't mean like a redneck choking somebody at the racetrack.
We don't mean like choking out Rusty for catching with a crack pipe. We're talking about, you know, sexual deal.
Well, same thing. Stop the choking. Air going.
Here, let Dawn do it.
Who do you want? You want Dawn to do it?
Oh, look at her rubbing her hands.
Oh,
she's done it before.
Dawn, come here. Let me tell you something, Dawn. Don't take it easy on her. I mean, choke her out until I tell you to stop. Choke her out until I tell you to stop, and I'll say, Dawn, stop.
Yeah.
But you got to reach. You got to try to take it as long as you can. All right, Dawn, get your hands around there.
Bandana.
Did she
spit
on her hands
anymore?
And rubbed it together? Yeah,
knowing what she's been through.
Rubbing her butt, getting it ripped.
No, that's not how
that
you choke. That ain't how you choke. Right in the Adam's apple. All right, now you got to keep your arm up so I can tell her when to stop. Ready? Choke her out hard. Nothing. This is pretty anticlimactic. It ain't doing nothing.
Her face is turning a little red.
Stop. It ain't nothing. Spice Boy, get over here and show him how to choke him out.
Look,
you're the sick man.
Red marks on her neck.
Shut up. Get out of here if I hit you.
Spice is the sicko.
No, Spice will hurt me. He's got big hands.
Well, no, but then you tap out early. Then you say, you know, okay. But
hurts what you want, ain't it?
Yeah, she wants to get hurt sexually.
There it is,
ready,
Spice.
Go.
That's the hand. That's the... Grab her, Bubba. Choke her.
Get over her a second, old fast.
I'll choke her.
Come here.
It'll get grease on her.
Get over here. Lasker, hurry up. Now, don't be afraid of Lasker.
He's going to have an oil print.
Don't be afraid to Lasker. No.
Lasker's got calluses all over his hands.
Just squeeze my hand when you
want to.
Squeeze my hand when you want to stop. Gene, trying to get sexual. Trying to grub up on her a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You dirty.
Stop, Gene, stop. Oh, I chucked it out. Like it was rusty. And I started getting flashbacks about living, being a South Tampa gypsy. Oh, my God.
I choked her.
I know you did.
I choked again.
You did? Put down the pants. I'm going to smack you. Oh, yeah, I want to do this too.
That belt's a rough one, too.
Yeah, this is a rough one. No, yeah, yeah. Good. Pull it down, pull it down.
Seriously, all the holes in it?
Oh. Move your, move your arms. Move your arms.
I got to get some, you know, I got to hold on to
something. No, move your hands. I don't want to hit your hands.
It's like a belt Bon Jovi wears.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh.
What a slap.
Oh. Hey, that ain't right now.
Did you like that? Dawn, get over here. Can I smack your ass? No, this is the belt. This is the belt of choice.
Hey, anything we do is better than what your boyfriend's doing.
Yeah, hey, anything's less sick than what your Juan's doing this weekend. God, look at those
Juan's
tits.
Banging dudes
get
and
over
then banging her.
Look at those tits. I swear to God, you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Why can't you get rid of
them? Cancellation.
Why can't you get rid of them?
Wow.
Welts. Oh, but she's got welts. Like oh, man, she's got little polka dots. Where the...
That thing looks like the WWE Championship belt. Look at that thing.
You like this? Do you want it? Do you want it?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Tell me. Tell me I want it, baby. Tell me.
Thank me, baby.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Come, so come back from left field on that one.
Oh, yeah. Red, get over here. Look at Red. Oh, look at that. Look how sexy she is with her tits bouncing solid. I think I need to get the clipboard out here for this one. Hey, Dawn. I mean, hey, Red, don't get too enthusiastic.
She looks like she's in detention.
I know it. You're so sexy.
I never had detention.
Do you want get, do you want this? Do you want it?
Not really, but go for it.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, that was back to back.
Oh.
Hey, so do you aim on one side and aim on the other? You don't try to get the whole
spread the pain out.
Don't get my ass smacking techniques confused, Gene, with you wrenching.
Okay.
Oh. Does it turn you on? Does it turn you on?
I like to be spanked when I'm, you know,
getting banged.
Yeah.
And then another
but
guy's
like
behind your
like
boyfriend.
Spanking, you know?
Then you like to get, you like you like Juan to be spanking you and Pedro to be spanking Juan.
Spanking Juan.
No, that's
and a
not
daisy chain
goes.
Spanking deal.
Yeah, and then mixing a Carlos and whatever
mixing
the hell
a Carlos
else.
With a
Raphael
with a Raphael on the backside.